From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 980th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Marty Robbins.
I watched as he held her and kissed her goodnight.
Bum, 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 bum.
Heard every word as I stood out of sight.
Bum, 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 bum.
Just like a fool, everything he believed.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nothing but sweet lies she once told to me.
Bum, 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 bum.
Fool-hearted boy, should I tell what I know?
Bum, 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 bum.
Just how she went loving, then let it go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Too much in love and too far gone to see.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's only sweet lies she once told to me. Once he starts falling, he won't want to stop. She'll build him up high and then let him drop. Down with the others who never could see. It's only sweet lies she once told to me. Once he starts falling, he won't want to stop. She'll build him up high and then let him drop. Down with the others who never could see. It's only sweet lies she once told to me.
Well, sir, thank you very much, neighbors. Thanks an awful lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, why don't you load off with a list of tonight's entertainers?
Glad to, Marty. Well, we got Rod Brasfield and Cousin Minnie Pearl with us tonight.
Yep, and we got Chet Atkins.
And Floyd Kramer and Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our real special guest, the Carlisles. Well, sir, now to get things rolling in a real big way, here's Hohenwald's favorite son, Rodney Brasfield.
Howdy, Margie.
Howdy, Ronnie.
Doggone, it's good to see you.
Good to have you.
Hey, it's hot tonight.
Yes.
Anything new?
How about that $10 you owe me?
Nothing new, huh? I'd love to pay you, Marty, but I'll tell you the truth. I just went through $100 in 2 days.
You mean like you spent $100 in 2 days?
That's right.
What did you spend it on?
Buckshot.
Buckshot?
That's right, buckshot. You know, a buckshot here and a buckshot there and a
Wyatt!
Marty?
Yeah?
Just yesterday, I lit a cigar with a $20 bill.
You lit a cigar with a $20 bill?
Yeah, just like that. It was a bill from my dentist. I wasn't going to pay him nohow. Right here, I'd love to give the weather report.
Kind of wish you would,
right? It'd be all right with you.
Certainly will.
It says here, fair and warmer, followed by women in shorts, followed by men.
Cotton picker, you better not get to home. Hey, Rodney, how's your old girlfriend, Susie?
Susie?
Yeah.
Oh, that Susie's fine, Marty. She's just fine. I love that Susie.
Is that right?
Yes, sirree. She's my dream girl, boy. She's my dream girl.
Dream girl?
What'd you say, boy? She's my dream girl.
Dream girl, huh?
Yeah. Every time I look at her, I dream of a girl. She reminds me of a rare wine.
A nectar?
How's that?
Nectar?
No, but I held her hand. You may not believe it, Marty, but I'm a great lover, buddy.
I can tell you are
looking at a great lover.
I can tell.
Yes, sir. When I make love to Susie, boy, I make great love to that gal. Yes, sir. I'm a great lover.
Yeah, Rodney, Susie, is she a blue blood?
Huh?
Is she a blue blood?
Blue blood?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, Marty. Why look under the hood when the motor's running? I tell you what happened, though.
What happened?
Last week, I had a long talk with her daddy.
Uh-oh.
Now, he sent for me and told me to come over, and I went over to their house.
Yeah?
And he said, his name's Slagle. That's her daddy's name,
oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Slagle.
Uh-huh.
He says to me, he says, Rodney, I have noticed that you have been smooching and sparking and smooching around with Susie an awful lot here lately. Is it all on the square?
Well, what did you tell him?
I said, well, no, sir, Mr. Slagle, it ain't. A little bit of it may be on the square, but most of it's back there on the back porch. That Susie is a honey, though, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a honey. She reminds me of a Western Union telegram.
A Western Union telegram?
Yeah, a Western Union telegram.
How come?
Well, about every 10 words, she says, stop.
Oh, and I'll tell you, Rodney, if I didn't know you were such a real truthful person, I'd swear you were stretching the truth just a little bit sometimes. We got to get along with the show now, and it's right about time to introduce our guests. And here they are. Let's give them a great big Opry welcome. Bill Carlisle and all of the Carlisle! Oh, let me tell you, Bill, that it's really a pleasure to have you and all the Carlisles here with us tonight. What have you been doing lately?
Oh, same old thing, Marty, getting around over the country and making a few personals.
Well, you know, you got to do it if you want to get ahead in the business, Bill. Folks want to see you, you know.
Yeah, just so they keep wanting to, Marty. That's the main thing.
Boy, now, you know folks that can sing and play like you all do, you don't have to worry about a thing. But I guess this is just about enough of this kind of talk, so how about a song, Bill?
Glad to, Marty, and here's one we can do without any help tonight. The world can see that you were meant for me. All of my love, all of my kisses, you don't know what you've been a miss, no boy. When you hit me, oh boy, the world can see that you were meant for me. Night time comes, shadows are falling. Can't you hear my poor heart a-calling? A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All my love, all of my kisses, you don't know what you're gonna miss, no boy.
Oh boy.
When you and me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the world can see that you were meant for me. Now! Miss,
oh boy,
when you and me,
oh boy,
the world can see that you were meant for me. Nighttime comes, shadows are falling. Can't you hear my poor heart a-calling? A little bit of loving makes everything right. I see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been a-miss,
oh boy,
when you and me, oh boy, the world can see that you
were meant for me.
Hey, Marty! See, Marty, the other day old Lim, poor Woggle, saw one of my helicopters, and he thought it was a politician blowing his top.
The old Lim is the excitable kind.
Why, Flitter, yeah. He went plumb to pieces the other day when one of the boys hid his smoking tobacco.
Well, now, I can't say as I blame him, Rodney. Just imagine getting all set for a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke and then not being able to find his PA. Lim does smoke Prince Albert, doesn't he?
Well, sure he does. Sure he does. That's what made him so mad. He said it was a shame to make him miss even just 1 minute of the enjoyment that he gets with PA. You know, Prince Albert does taste good, Marty. And it's always fresh, and that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the tobacco. PA's crimp cut, too, so it burns even and slow.
And making men like Prince Albert, too, Rodney, it rolls real easy and stays put and tastes so good.
Yeah.
So make a man or pipe smoker for a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke. Get Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. All righty, here's Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and the Opry Square Dancer, Tennessee Wagner. So if you're in a dancing mood, friends, just grab yourself a partner and join in the fun.
Burn out the toys, throw out
thank you very much, Tommy, and thank you, Square Dancers. Boy, that's what I call real old-time fun and frolic.
Louie Dunn sounded good. I'll say it was, Marty, and they really play those fiddles.
Oh, don't they just.
Sir. But now that the square dancer is out of the way, Marty, I was wondering what you're going to sing in the way of a hymn.
Well, Sir Grant, you can't exactly call my next song a hymn, but it's a song about someone that I love very much. The name of the song is Pray For Me, Mother of Mine, and it goes something like this.
I've gained wealth and fame, yet I'm not satisfied. Pray for me, mother of mine. My footsteps have strayed from the straight, narrow way. Pray for me, mother of mine. As you hear me sing, I know you'd be blue, but I wrote this song, Mom, especially for you. Though I don't write you as much as I should, pray for me, mother of mine. Remember the times when you take me to church, when I was a small little boy. How well I remember the songs I would sing. It fills your dear heart full of joy. I'm weary and tired. I want you to know that I need your prayers as I did long ago. So kneel down and pray that I might find the way. Pray for me, mother of mine.
Thank you very much, neighbors. Thank you very much.
That was a beautiful song, Marty, and you did it like nobody else in this world.
Well, thank you, Granny. Now, when it comes to guitar playing, boy, now, there is nobody in the world who's got the touch like our next entertainer, that Grand Ole Opry regular playing the Muskrat Ramble, Chester Atkins. Great guitar players are spoken of, yours will be the very first name mentioned for a long time to come, you believe me. But speaking of talking, that makes me think of our next entertainer. And here she is right now, that gabby, gossipy gal from Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
just proud to be here. Well, now, I know, before I start, I know that you all are going to say why she says that every time she comes down here at the Grand Ole Opry, and I know that a lot of times I do say it, but sure enough, another man grabbed me tonight back there in the dark and kissed me. He did, too. Well, I don't care what you say. He done it. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know.
Very good.
And you know what? What he said was, just before he kissed me, he said, I'm going to give you 3 guesses. If you can guess in 3 guesses, I won't kiss you. But if you can't guess in 3 guesses who I am, gal, I'm going to kiss you. So, I guessed Andrew Jackson and Rhett Butler and Santa Claus. And you know he wasn't none of them. He wasn't. Not a one of them. He's some fella I never had saw before. And so I run here where there's light back here, and he followed me, you know, and I looked around him, and I said, why in the world did you kiss me? And he took one look at me, and he said, I must have been out of my mind. He kind of shivered, you know. Well, it embarrassed me. But, well, anyway, I've got some news to tell you all about Grinder Switch. You know, Lothar Potts, that's Ed Potts' boy. He's been a, well, it is. It's his youngest son. He's got an even dozen. But anyway, Lothar, he's been down there at Grinder Switch for years and years and years. He's been, his job has been polishing the cannon. That cannon that sits there, you know, in the main square there at Grinder Switch, you know. And Lothar's been paid pretty good money for it. And every week the city of Grinder Switch would pay Lothar to polish that cannon. He's done a real good job on it, too. In fact, he saved his money. Now he's saved enough money, and he's bought his own cannon. Isn't that fine? Oh, we're so proud of him, we don't know what to do. Just, you know, one cannon to another. Well, anyway, what I started to say was I got mad with Mammy this morning. She made me so mad I didn't know what to do. Uncle Nabob come by over there, and Mammy and Uncle Nabob was talking about me not ever getting no proposal. And Mammy told me this morning, she said to me, she said, well, Minnie Pearl is certainly old enough to think about getting married. And Uncle Nabob popped up and said, think about it. If she waits much longer, she'll be old enough to forget about it. Made me so mad. They pick on me, my family does. Like what Brother said to me this past week. We had a church social, and I sung a song at it, at the social I did. And I want you to know that they didn't actually ask me to sing it, but I offered to, and I thought it was real nice. Don't you, Marty?
I certainly do.
Well, anyway, I didn't eat no supper before I went down to church social to sing, because I'd hear tell folks that it's going to sing, you know, a preform. They never did eat nothing before they went on the stage. So I didn't eat no supper, and Brother sat there and worried about it because I didn't eat no supper, and we had a real good supper, too. And after I sung my song at the church social, Mammy turned around to Brother, and she says, how'd you think she done? Brother said she might as well have it. Bye now. See you later. Right now. Marty, what in the world am I going to do with Hezzy? He just sits around so cool and calm and collected like and smokes his pipe. How am I ever going to get him to propose?
Well, now, Minnie, I don't know, but I can't say that I blame Hezzy for liking his pipe, because I happen to know that he smokes Prince Albert. And Prince Albert gives a man such a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke that it's hard to get him excited over anything.
I know. I've heard it from Hezzy 1,000 times. Prince Albert is crimp cut, Minnie, so it packs right and burns cool. It's always fresh and it tastes so good. He says it all the time.
Well, now, that's because that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco. And sometimes, Minnie, I just don't think you'll ever beat Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, now it's time for our guests. The Carlisle's back. So let's give them the real nice hand this time as they do one of their great numbers. He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world.
My goodness, that was mighty, mighty good, Carlisle's. I don't believe anybody can do that particular number any better than you folks. Really was a pleasure having you with us, Bill, here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and you be sure and come back real soon. Now, how about another real nice send for a fine bunch of entertainers, the Carlisle's? All right. All righty, thank you, friends. Well, you know, tonight we're just loaded with all kinds of talent, friends, but that's not that the Grand Ole Opry doesn't have a lot to offer, but tonight we've got a boy who's been setting the music world afire with his fine piano playing. And here he is, Floyd Cremar, with a little number called the Beer Belly, or the Beer Barrel Polka! Hooray! Kramer, let me tell you, that was just great. Thank you very much for being with us.
Marty, I hate to step in here, but time is running a little short, and I know that everybody is anxious for a last song from you.
Well, now, in that case, Mr. Grant, I'll just forgive you for interrupting.
Well, now, if I go over here and convince the Glazer brothers they ought to help you out, how about singing that late Columbia record, Just Married?
Oh, I'd be happy to if the boys would help me.
Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married her on the window of the car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today. Dressed all in white satin, white lace in her hair. She looked so lovely. It was more than I could bear. Some people guessed the way I felt inside. They saw the tears I could not hide. I should have stayed at home. I knew what was in store. But something made me come to see her just once more. Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married her written on the window of the car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today. I should have stayed at home. I knew what was in store, but something made me come to see her just once more. Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married, written on the window of the car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today.
That's the story for tonight, neighbors. And I want to especially say thanks to Tom, Paul, and the Glazer brothers for being with us on the Grand Ole Opry tonight. It's real great having you out there with us. So you'll be listening next week when Cowboy Copus will be bossing the outfit, and he's going to have George Jones along as his guest. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you again next week at the Grand Ole Opry!
Love it.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.